Further down the 405 in San Diego, a Chilean tall ship called the Esmeralda pulled into port earlier this week. The Chilean Navy uses the vessel for training, and it's also become something of a floating ambassador, having visited over 300 ports across the world. But for some, the Esmeralda is a painful reminder of Chile's dark past. Amy Isaacson has more.
The ship is majestic. The Esmeralda has a pristine white steel hull. It's the second longest and second tallest ship in the world. Chilean flags wave gently from its four masts. The brass portholes gleam in San Diego's afternoon sun.
It kind of reminds me of the Titanic. That old feeling to it, you know.
Alex Rios toured the Esmeralda this week when the crew lowered the gangplank and invited San Diegans aboard. The ship has called in to 60 countries during the last 50 years. On board, sailor Marlon Alacron mans a table and sells Chilean wine.
We have promoting Chile to the world. In every city we reach, we have to promote Chile.
But many think that rather than promote Chile, the Esmeralda represents the country's stained past.
It is a bad boat, a boat where blood was spilled.
In 1973, Maria Colmenay was held as a political prisoner on the ship for 10 days. General Augusto Pinochet had just overthrown Chile's president, Salvador Allende. Pinochet's forces swept through the country to detain all of Allende's supporters. Colmenay was one of them. She says when she arrived on the boat, sailors sexually assaulted her as they searched for weapons. She says the sailors hit the women and tortured the men.
Llegaban muy mal.
They'd come back really bad, vomiting blood, bruised all over, and their blood is still there on the Esmeralda. And our dreams were broken on the Esmeralda. It is a boat that doesn't deserve to be an ambassador.
Chile's Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Amnesty International have documented more than 100 cases of torture aboard the Esmeralda. The victims detail beatings, death threats, and electric shocks to their genitals. Alex Taylor is Amnesty International's Chile expert. He says it's high time for the Navy to admit what it did.
You cannot have reconciliation unless you take some steps to deal with it. You have to heal the wounds, but you cannot heal the wounds if you tell people to forgive and forget.
But the ship's captain, William Cawthorn Rodriguez, denies that there is anything to admit.
On this boat, no one was tortured.
Cawthorn says those were difficult times for his country.
Our work isn't to go around worrying about what happened in Chile so many years ago. It is to look towards the future.
Some of Chile's torture victims and Amnesty International say truly looking forward would mean teaching the world about the dark chapter in Chile's history and showing how the country has moved on. They want the Navy to create a memorial aboard the Esmeralda. Back aboard the ship in San Diego Harbor, Alex Rio says she didn't know about the Esmeralda's past.
Wow. Now that you mentioned it, maybe I'll go home and Google it.
Since 1974, protesters have come out to meet the Esmeralda at dozens of ports worldwide. Human rights activists plan to gather on shore next weekend during the Esmeralda's stop in San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.